That is not going to happen. That is not going to happen.
What Congressman Brian Higgins does not want to happen is the closure of the VA's Adult Day Healthcare Center in Amherst. Currently, the VA is moving forward with a plan to close the facility. It serves more than 100 local veterans of various ages, but they're being told they have until the end of September to find alternative care that the VA would still cover. Services there include physical therapy, medication management, meals, and a place for veterans to bond. Stephen Banco, a decorated Vietnam veteran who served in former Buffalo Mayor Anthony Masiello's administration, says there are more veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan who one day will need such a place.
If you're ever going to need a facility like this, that's going to make you feel better about yourself, that's going to make you feel better about the way the country feels about you, that's going to make you feel better about being part of this camaraderie of people who have fought, who served, who suffered, and who sacrificed for this country, they should be replicating this all over the country. This should become a VA best practice, not something that we're fighting.
The VA announced in July it's losing its lease as the Northtown Plaza undergoes renovation and said that includes demolition of the building where the center is housed. Congressman Higgins says that's not the case. He told the gathering developers who now own the land do not plan to tear down that building and are even offering 6 months with no rent so that the VA can decide a next step.
The more you go through this, the more you come to the realization that something else is going on here, because there is not a moral or factual basis from which to follow through on this decision.
The VA previously told WBFO in written correspondence that renting a new space plus the cost of necessary retrofitting would cost triple its current lease. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.